Okay, so Dave, I want to pull one of these cables back so that the wires all go between them, so we can then get a pincher action. Okay. Actually, you probably don't even need to. We can just feed the loop through. That'll work. Yep. Okay. Yeah. No. Okay. Let's start with this middle one, Steve. Leave some slack here. We take this and feed it off of both sides. And I've never done that before, so I'm not sure what the best technique is. Feeding off of both sides, yeah. I want it to go across the room and then back, but I want it to go through this. Nope, just straight through. Hey, Janie, can you string this across here?
No, just
string it. So we want to string off of both sides.
Doing work for his work.
Right here. This is the end. This is the good part. So just alternate that, and we want to go through this cable here. Between these two. So your goal is that table over there.
Steve, was that about 10 years ago when we did that?
And we don't want it tight here. We want it loose.
Dan, there's a lot of looseness in back.
Let's leave it for now.
Okay.
How many people do we have? We need teams of two people per cable. Two people per team trying to do stuff. One to pull and one to compress. It seemed to me that the action that did it was a combination of pinching and pulling and compressing. So, like here, I'm thinking one person is doing some combination of this and the other person is doing some combination of that. Okay. You want to be team? Okay. So you want to pull this way so that the slack pile is over there. Right? So, and it may take some force here to do this, and you may want to do something, but we don't want to tear the cable apart, you know? We're not trying to put 100,000 pounds of force towards the console. So somebody is pinching here, and somebody is pulling over here. Daniel, you want to be a partner? Want to be a partner? Okay. So we're pulling this way, and it's all connected now. So you're pinching somehow, and maybe you're stepping on it, and maybe you're doing something else, and you're pulling that way, and you're not pulling so hard that you're going to tear the cable apart. Okay, we have another team. Gary, who's on your team? Okay. Oh, Gary's team. Okay. Okay, I need helpers. Bob? Steve? Okay. Why don't you and Bob be a team? And let's get you away a little bit. So we're going that way because all of the slack is over here. And you want somebody is pinching and pulling, and if you can find other things to pinch and pull with, pinch with, and one person is pulling, and one person is pinching. And when we hear a white noise through something, that'll mean we're successful. And everybody frees. Oh, you're doing it.
Dan?
Yeah.
We got it.
How come we're not hearing anything, Dave?
Because I don't think we have the
speaker should be on.
Might just be loud.
We're rubbing rubber on turbine and trying to create an electric guy to charge.
Yeah. This one, number four. I don't know. Look at the remote here. So this is remote number four here, and this would flicker also. Okay, do it again. Well, I'll try it. Yeah, that's great, you guys. This is wonderful. And you guys are on the orange one, which is the one that I had the issue with.
Yeah, but I think we were basically testing for electrostatic charge.
And if that's what it is, it should happen to any cable that does this.
Great. Okay, I'm playing music. It should be. Yeah. No, none of those things. I'm on console 4. That was the click, yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. Is this muted? Oh, these are all muted. Shit. That explains it. So now we've got sound. Okay. Yeah, I'm not hearing a noise. Yeah. No. When I did it in my shop, this thing really dimmed and it fluttered, and it was like the whole console was powering on and off almost. There could have been a kink. There could have been a kink. Okay, there we go. No, not hearing any crackling. That's a cosmic thing. Let's. Okay. Okay. Great. Great.
So you need like a high pop tester? Yeah. High pop tester. Is that this one?
Huh.
And.
Put it in? Yeah, put a kink in it.
Well, that would help you find dielectric pressure.
Okay, I need another team. Let's try that same technique on this cable. No, there's just connect. I could send. Well, we could send audio, and I was when I was playing the tape. But that's why you were seeing meters. I stopped the CD to proving that we had connections. To do that, whatever they were doing. To John, right here. No. That's the relevant cable. So it was showing red on that one? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, see, that doesn't seem to do anything. 100 megabits.
And this is?
This is Cat5e. This is a cable to go Cat5e, 150 foot. None of these have shielded. And we have I have 100 foot shielded. How long is your shield? Great, let's try yours. Exactly, exactly. You got it handy? Great. Okay. So you guys are going to pursue their... Any other teams? Bob, Smith, you want to do one? Thank you. phone freaking out. Yes. You want a station? You want to be on a station? Okay. Let's set up this one. Okay. Let's try this cable, because I don't know what this cable is. Here, Bob, can I get some more cable over here? Thank you. Okay, here, Steve. Get a partner to work with. Can you have, be his partner and try to disrupt the signal on one of these, pulling from that the other side, pulling towards you over on the far side. So we're running. Yeah. No, not. So through this, and you're look. Somebody should monitor the console. Lindsay, would you want to monitor the console? Any screen. They're all the same for this purpose.
I thought about getting one.
So Steve, two Steves. Those guys weren't having any luck with that though. So so just take one of these. You're just doing one and some form of pinching. Not exactly. Okay, so let's do that. John, let me step over here, you guys. Set this, no. Yeah, I got a knife. We want to set this up now in the monitor front of house world. So the way that I had it was that is the monitor feeding front of house. So we will... So we want to take the other end of the orange, put it right here, and that is going to be 3 and 4. That's going to be yes. Okay. And then set the sink and source as well. So the sends on this guy need to come out of that snake. Right? Right? Yeah. It's on the... I put it where you told me to, which I believe was on the line side of the... Oh, it's tucked in... You showed me that too. There's a space where it just barely fit. I mean, you can take it apart and look at it. That's easy enough to... Oh. Yeah.
Static, so I wonder if that...
let's do this first because they wanted it set up exactly like it was when I had the big problem. And that was this one on the end. That one is the one. So hold on a second. Pardon me? Yeah, there should be audio in it now. But this one is getting its input. So this input is going to be the same as this input. Right? Okay. So, is it playing? Now it's playing. So, input one is going. Yeah, I do. So you got it now? Yeah. Okay. This is now set up exactly the way I had it at the other place. So if you pull on this one, okay. So this part of the cable here is the relevant one. The monitor is up, it's just the music is off. There you go, okay. So you're pulling this way. Oh, no, you're pulling this way. Or you're just
going back and forth to try and build up.
Okay. I don't think it's static. No? See, I think it's a pinching thing. I don't think it's a static thing, is my uneducated opinion. So we're going to reach our 2,000 flexes here, Steve. Okay. This is a Belden cable. Oh, it just did it. It just did it. It's doing it now. Yep.
As you. Oh, our hands are probably dissipating the charge. Let's get something. I'm not sweating, but still.
What do we have that's not conducting? Yeah, I had it in my hands, but No, I don't think so. Are those non-conductive? Okay. No, no audible. Just visible. Yeah, you're close to the end here, Daniel. So you want to back up? No. The cable, not. Well, okay, that'll work too, I guess. Okay, go ahead. I think we're at the wrong one. Hey, John, you want to do a movie? Oh, there you go. But we're not hearing anything. Here, pull some more slack towards me. Stop, Daniel. Before you do that, pull some more slack here. There you go.
And if you wrap it like this, okay, what would it be?
This is like
no. Could have done this with two consoles. Bob, would you watch the meters on or the displays on these two, because that is connected to these two. Which exact console? No, I don't have any way of determining that. I'm not persuaded that it's charged, though, because I was going slow in my shop, and I was going slow at the gig, too. I was pulling it like this. I'm pulling it like that. And I didn't go back and forth. So. I think my shop is more humid than less.
Yeah, I mean, at the venue fan HVAC, that could suck all the humidity out of here, but in the shop, that's not like that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. Because I noticed in my lab, we watch our humidity. Okay. And on the day we have 20%,
So which one is the front of the house? Here, hold that. Or you pull. You pull. I want to hold. Since I did it, I want to hold. This one. Just one. And I heard a click over there.
We're really stretching this cable part.
But we're not hearing anything still. There's a click. There was a click, but not a white noise. Okay, well, I'll accept the click. So, can we try that on a different kind of cable?
Can we try this play live? I heard about this cable.
No.
Why is it squeezing this cable?
Because it's orienting, the pairs are in precise orientation, and I'm squeezing it, and I'm doing something. And am I creating a reflection in there?
What is this?
This is the 1593.
1583.
No, it's 92 something. 93?
Yeah. 7923A. Oh, yeah, okay.
It's this.
Yeah, which is very, yeah. This is one of our industrial cables.
Yes. Data tough.
Yeah.
So when you're squeezing that and moving those pairs around, are you creating a reflection then?
Yeah, you could, exactly.
And I specifically grabbed the far end of this cable. So we're at 180 feet from that console, and that console is connected to the snake, in this case by 200 feet of more cable. But it's a separate jump, so I don't think it...
They're not connected.
Yeah, they're not related to each other that way. You're not limited to your 328 feet.
It's interesting that even a momentary glitch by stretching the cable, I find that unusual, actually.
Do you get it by just doing that?
Well, no.
No. When it's going through the electric...
You were just pulling on it, weren't you?
Well, when I was pulling on it just now, Dan was moving a considerable amount of...
Yeah, I'm squeezing it with between these two powered cables.
Okay.
So that
could cause
some
deformation. Well, it certainly did. I'm sure it did.
So let's try it on this one, which is some other kind of cable. It's not a data tough. Yeah, I don't know which end is the console in. I don't know what all this is here. This is the top of the line?
Yeah,
okay. I'm not sure what this is. Okay. But it didn't, yeah. I just want to find what's this end and what's that end.
So, do you need help?
No, I'm actually...
So these are still lines.
So. Yeah, I'm just...
Okay, so this is this end.
To get a little ahead of the game. Thank you. I think I'm reaching the end of what I can take down.
Okay, can we separate that somehow? So this is the far end of the cable. So here, Daniel, since you have the bad hands...
Right.
Since you are the baddest here, let's get this here. And watch your foot there, Jeff. Okay, so we're watching that one. Steve, you're watching that screen right there. Okay, here we go. Okay, good. Oh, there, we heard it. Yay! We heard a glitch. Those are the big speakers that we're listening to now. The Mackies up above. The Mackies, number 5. So that's this cable. Okay, let's try another one. Let's go to the, we've got this cables to go already out. So here's the far one. Okay, thank you. Did you cut this cable? No, I wasn't looking forward to doing that, but that's okay. It's okay.
It is now that I've placed the one back together.
Okay. So can we clear that out over there so we got some slack? No. So now we're on this console. Okay. Go ahead, Daniel. Okay, good. Okay, so now let's try a shielded cable. And that is that one. So we're going to disconnect this one at this end and also at the other end, and John knows where it's plugged. And I've got another shielded cable. This is yours. And it's missing at least one piece. The two... This is part of it, and it's not that one, but there's another cable here.
Dan, is there a particular side of the cable you want to go on?
The far side.
Far side.
We want to get the far end and pull
the console end.
The console end. Console end is the far from the stage. Sorry. So... That goes there. Here, hold that. Thank you. Okay. So we're connected now. We've got it all. All the lights are red. Here, let me use my magic on it. Not you, him.
But pull it all the way back to the work.
Ready?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Oh, yes.
Shielded does not the answer.
No.
The clock is whack. Let's go that way. Let's see what happens. Is it doing it again? Wait a minute. Keep. Okay, let's go this way now. We're going to go this way. Okay, hold it, Daniel. Let's go the other way. Okay. Hold it, I'm not getting a good grip here. Okay. Ow, god damn it. No, I wasn't. Yeah, we're running out of cable. I'm running out of strength or something. Okay. Okay, go.
My way.
Is it starting to do something? Because I'm just squeezing. Huh. See, we did it before. We did it a minute ago. Right at the beginning it did it. It's just oval. That's all.
So could this be that it happens when the cable is in the process of changing its orientation, but not once it's stabilized?
Pull it in fast bursts, right? I don't want to put necessarily a lot of pressure.
We did that experiment already.
Okay.
Yeah, let's try another section. Pull a chunk through here.
Like one that's not stretched?
Fresh, yeah. Something fresh. Okay, that's plenty.
Yeah.
Let me pull it slack through here. Janie, can you stabilize this so that I'm not pulling it out of the... So you got it!
I think it's a combination of the right amount of pressure and the weight through the, so the twists are getting a bit like the feels of the
heart.
Huh. Well, you're certainly flattening them out, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah. And that's where the, as Mac is saying, the error correction, which is continuous real time, would be valuable here to know what's going on. Yeah. No, doesn't work. There is an Ethernet device or multiple Ethernet devices where you can put it in the middle and it will monitor traffic, but because this is not an Ethernet protocol, we figured there would be no point in getting one. Well, it's doing whatever it's doing. Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the thing. I don't know enough about AES3 to tell you what that bit stream looks like.
Yeah.
And what is it that's critical about that bit stream? How do you disrupt it? Because clearly we're disrupting the bit stream.
And are we disrupting the clock or are we disrupting the data flow?
Yeah.
I would think the clock, since the whole thing is going swag. A couple times. We've heard clicks through the little speakers and something bigger, but not a white noise, which is curious to me. Huh. Indoor. Carpet. Yes. Fortunately.
And you were running across the power cable.
Yes. Exact same thing. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good thing. Dave, where's the power source for these lighting cables? Well, we can, is it this? Looks like it's got to be this. Okay, no longer energized. Where's my camera? Correct. Or pressure. Right. Let's try something other than cable. We'll pull you down. We'll pull you off. Do you have broomsticks or something? Or something. Yeah.
How often is that happen? That probably gonna happen.
Two people standing on the cable at the same time.
Oh yeah. That was a test I wanted to do, was to string this out and have everybody stand on it and do this. But let's okay, here, we're going to do, here's a piece of conduit, and here's a broom. Okay. Okay, Daniel, you've got the force there. Okay, are we watching there? We're doing it. So it's a mechanical thing. It's not static electricity. It's mechanical.
So it's deforming the pairs.
Yes.
It's squishing those pairs.
Yes.
And this is a probe, right? That's this pair. That's a probe. So these are unbonded pairs, so they would probably be more definite in terms of moving their shape and moving them around.
And let's talk about bonded and unbonded. Bonded is a Belden patent, as I understand. So no other cables have bonded pairs besides Belden.
Got jackets, we have dielectric, we have capacitance, we're squeezing. Squeezing could be changing your capacitance.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The speed changes capacitance, changes in beats.
Exactly, and that could be messing with the clock.
Yes.
Oh, sure. So both of those could mess with the clock.
Each. Each or both.
Each or both.
Or together.
Or together. Or cumulative.
Yeah. Probably.
Or aggregating.
The impedance stays very, very stable. The capacitance stays very, very stable. And since we own that, nobody else can use it.
Where is that?
Can we do a model of this without the housing so that the cables can get isolated from pairs?
Since we've already wrecked that one, let's peel that cable back. And Kurt, are you expert at peeling back jackets? In the middle of the cable? This cable that's already exposed. Okay, Lindsay already did it. No. No, but it tells us what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay. Here, I'm going to have you hold that for me here. Let's see if we can... And Steve, the next test would be to use one of those that has that H stuff in it.
Yeah, 5H.
Yeah, that's checking that would prevent deformation.
Yeah.
So I think you there to try to develop the same all over, so these are not
fine. No, they're not.
Oh. No, that's cables to go. That's a cables to go cable. It's going to leave the building. Actually, it's going to be two cables.
There we go. It's multiplying.
I thought we did. No, we didn't. No, we didn't. I think since we've proven that every cable that we've tried it with so far does it, I bet you anything that that one would do it too. Yes.
But the working theory now is that for changing the dielectric, you should change the capacitance, so it's not changing how it seems in the electric cable. So this should be okay. Well, we're experimenting now with the loose on the other ones. We're really messing up. It's messing up. It's not going to be very important. So, no.
Yes.
I think so. You should measure that. The data rates.
Let's leave this one out. Coil that one.
100 megahertz is a wavelength of 3.
Over under is better.
The critical distance is a quarter of that, so 2.5.
And
so what you're doing is not long enough to make a difference. To follow that, you're not 2.5 feet. Yeah, you have to expose.
Get busy, Lindsay. This is the downside. No, I would do one cable at a time. One side at a time. You can't coil two at the same time. It was hard enough uncoiling two at the same time. That's fine. Yeah. No, this is an Ethernet cable. This is a shielded. It's fine. The little stuff kinks, and then it's hard to get the kinks out of it. But if you can get it before it kinks, it's okay. You can straighten the kinks out.
Without the jacket on,
can you take a section of that?
Almost all of these are solid. Yeah, Stranded doesn't seem to carry the data as reliably. They talk about. Let's ask that.
Hey, Dan, we're not seeing all this great people on the gentleman.
That's just because you don't have the right hands.
Got it now?
There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
Look
at this jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not attached in the middle, I pulled the jacket.
Okay, Dan, you ready?
Try
these
post
work notes.
Yeah, I was able to ask you on the problem.
Yeah, Steve and I was able to do it together.
Really? Hold it. No, I'm not getting it started. You're in the test area. Jared, where's your hard hat?
Are you ready now?
I'm ready. No, I'm not ready. I don't seem to.
They could be flatter if you try. Look at what they're doing.
Yeah.
I can't get it. I can't grab it. Here, let me. Yeah. These darn jackets. We have that gold cable there is a flat one. Is that the same thing?
Yeah,
that's it. Janie, hold the end of that up just to balance it. Okay.
Ready? Oh, that hurts.
Okay, now I got some
math. Yeah, it's painful.
Yeah.
Can't hear it.
Yeah, flat.
No. We're on a different setup. Let's space these out.
I was just going to say, completely, there's no relative.
Yeah.
No.
Yep. Yeah.
Here, come over to this side.
Wait.
Well, we're monkeying with the bare wires.
Yeah.
Oh, splice is broken.
We're disconnected.
Oh, splice.
Here, hold it in your teeth while we're doing this.
I was going to use my teeth.
For the shock.
Did you
of
really?
Lifetime.
There's a tiny voltage.
So
you want to pull.
I'm messing with the wires and you're not seeing it.
Okay, so hold on.
Well, let's try pulling again, because it's possible that that's twice it come apart and that test might not be valid. False positive,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I heard it.
Okay.
Okay, good. So let's go back. And if I can figure out how to place my fingers.
Let's get a couple of people to each hold one wire to maintain room.
Well, here, just put fingers in between it. There you go.
Somebody on this side as well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, ready?
So, you don't want to do this at the next show.
Really, we got it?
So, it appears like it's a deformation of an individual
hair.
Individual hair, that's exactly right.
Disrupting the clock. Disrupting the clock, or.
We don't come back here and try to clean up hair. Yes, remove the three fingers out of it. Yeah, good idea. Take that out. I would just put
tension
on. Yeah,
I would
put
that out.
Okay. And this one
is
not. This
one didn't do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So green did it.
Oh, can we do one last?
Let's do some more. Let's do each one.
Yeah.
See. And then just do one wire.
We are just doing one wire.
No,
oh,
one pair.
One pair.
We are doing one pair. Flash, okay, good. So we did green, orange. What other colors? Blue. I heard it. So blue did it, and then brown is next. Oh, damn it. Okay.
Yeah, that wasn't even that much pressure one, that time. Can we just do one pair?
So unwire, untwist.
One pair, yeah.
So untwist it. That's hard to do in the middle of the cable. Isn't it? Oh, yeah. Daniel? Yeah.
Well, you are going to change. You're going to change your relationship with this.
Do you really think that pulling on one wire is going to do anything?
No.
Because it's a relational thing.
Yeah.
If it, the one isn't in relation to anything.
No, it's.
even doing this.
I mean, you realize there's a level of time you really want to pull in your game.
No, but
you're not doing that. It
doesn't do it.
And then there's a great amount because of the pressure you want to
capture.
You watching?
Yeah.
Go the other way.
No.
Well, let's try the other side of that. We did the white. Let's do the green. Since we're exhausted.
I can't imagine.
Everything we're talking about is
twisted.
It's relational.
What's the length of this cable?
This one is 150 feet.
We're not seeing anything, right?
We're at the far end from the snakehead. We're at the close end to the console. Well, but that, where's our, what's our splice doing?
Our splice is still intact.
Okay.
So.
Okay, that's going to flash it for sure. Okay, Steve, we need your teeth. Yeah, I won't take this cable. Okay, let's do one more test before we do another test, and that is to line up on that Belden cable and stomp on it. So this one, and let's be on. So this side here, we want to be on. So separate this one out from the other side. This one, we just want it to be straight and where we can all line up and get on it. Okay. So Steve, you be there on the console. Okay, everybody line up on the wire here. Gary, get a picture of this. It's flashing. This is going to be your audition for Riverdance right now. Okay. Do we have everybody who's going to be here? So you're looking for a disrupted screen. Okay. On the count of three. One. Two. We're doing a stomp and any dance step you choose, which...
Can we have some music to...
This puts your feet on the thing. We don't want dance steps stepping out. You want to go up and down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, flash. Come on, guys, pick it up.
That's okay.
That's my heels.
Won't you please help?
Okay, good.
Cool. You know, this room was used for my dance.
I love science.
Yes.
And it's about the right sex.
No, I just want to see what happens if you're doing a gig and everybody's dancing on your snake. I don't know. Can we do it on one person?
Yep.
Am I in a bad spot? And I'm doing my heels. Yeah, do it, Gary. Do your heels. Keep an eye on it. So Gary's not doing it.
No, he doesn't weigh enough.
Okay.
Wait. I think he hit the place you hit.
So maybe this cable has a spot. Let's hook this cable up to your TDR, Mac, and see what we see. Here you can have this end, and we want this end to be unterminated. Is that right?
Can you connect that to the TDR?
We'd have to use an adapter. So it's this end. take that to Mac. That is. Oh, it's over here. Say what? Okay, here's the other end of it. Bob, this is great. Thank you for spending so much time today. I really appreciate you robbing your other projects. Yeah. Thanks. Okay. Oh, gosh. Good luck. No. No. Does it? I don't know. Do you need both ends, Mac? I don't know what he needs. I didn't follow what was going on. Okay. Oh, we want to use this. The next test is going to be to power the snakehead, power a console with a vastly different ground potential than the snakehead. Ground potential. So if you're taking power from two sources and connect it with an unshielded cable, that shouldn't be an issue. But what happens if you use a shielded cable? Right? Because you're then shorting the two grounds together. Okay, I'm right here. So you're not seeing anything weird with the cable now? Okay. So the stopping was over here. I gave you the end from the console. But this end is the console end where I was dancing. This is how I dance. Let me come close. Well, it's one that I can remember. Okay, it wasn't this far.
The problem is that it's not all that difficult to get a single guitar note to convert into a slow sound. But playing it, it's another story. Okay. And so back in that, the idea being that auto would just be each and each circuit could be optimized to track the range of frequencies that
street. We want to see if there's anything weird about the spot. If there's a weird spot.
Yep. When you play this thing,
Yeah. Sign up for Yahoo and the AES committee threads. Okay. Yeah, I think we're pretty much winding it down here.
So on that that CD I gave you, there's some of the songs I kind of mixed so that the bass and the drums were a little louder, and then it's more of a guide guitar part because I was going to play live to it. So some of the mixes are a little weird. A couple last songs are going to be kind of weird. I'm going to see what I can come up with on the guitar, but I'm probably going to see what kind of sounds I can come up with my TC Electronics that sound similar to some of those sounds, and I'll shoot for the treble clef, and you can on the synth stuff, and you can focus more on the bass clef, obviously.
Yeah, and I think it'd be a good idea to get together with Larry at some point and play again, and this time just have Larry playing some of the different rhythms that we've been talking about, and let me try to fit a bass part over it and just write songs right off the spot and see how that turns out.
Okay, so it kind of sounds like we should get together and kind of get some of that stuff mapped out beforehand so we go in there with something for him to...
Yeah, I think we should do both, actually. Sleepy today.
All right, well, I will talk to you soon.
Okay.
Don't forget your prize.
Oh, there's another one.
That's what I'm saying. So that's how you get out.
over the first. Okay, there we go. Oh, here we go. You're not on this side. I know.
So, hey, Dad, does it matter the length from here to there?
I think
that's the length from here to where the damage
is. It's halfway.
Okay.
I did it halfway so that each chunk will be usable.
All right.
Thank you.
coils on connection is still off. We have a bond on that.
So that's disrupted the connection now. There's no connection.
Yeah, nothing.
Okay. Now there is.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's the right one. So this is super.
So we can drive a lift over it and never take conduit and run to it. No, we have to get off the boot off of this.
Yep.
That's a slip layer.
Thank you.
So, I'm going to save a
So I got someone in the common council of common
This stuff is really,
No, I mean, it's just
the green one. The green one is this one.
No, the green one is this one. But that was a different green.
Wow, okay. It takes a lot.
And I don't know if it's just the difference in that one.
Who knows?
Who knows?
That was good.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get some slack on those guys. Yeah.
one?
No, but this one is awesome. It doesn't have all these pairs.
That's
the Kansas. It's got this.
Yeah. Give him a nest. What's the terminated?